continue 18 lines up from the bottom on Nun Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Avodas Kochavim Shehinichua Ovdeha B'Shas Shalom Muteres B'Shas Mechama Asura. So focusing again on the same theme about being Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So if the idolaters leave the Avodah Zarah in a time of peace, then we can assume that that was an act of nullification. Again, not a physical act, but just the act of walking away from the idol makes it so that it's nullified. But b'shas melchama asura, but if they leave the idol in a time of war, the idol remains asur, because we assume that they're going to come back after the war is complete. B'mosio shel melachim hare elu mutaros b'mnei shemamidon osa b'shas Overim. These platforms that are made for kings, not that the kings go on them, but they're made for kings, for the honor of the kings. In other words, Rashi explains, they made these platforms that when a king would pass by, they would take a platform and they would put an idol on top of it, and the king would bow down to the idol on its way. So what's the halachic status of these platforms? It was a Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, they're permissible. Why are they permissible? Because they're placed there when the king passes by. In other words, that right now the thought process, the havamina, is that it's temporary. Since it's only temporary in nature, therefore we don't prohibit the platform from hana, from deriving benefit. Well, the Gemara will clarify that in a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. So the Gemara just says, as a side point, Beis Nimrod harehi ka'avodas kachavim. The house of Nimrod has the halachic status of avodas kachavim shehinichua ovdeh b'shas shalom umutar. Has the halachic status of an avodah zara, which the idolaters left in a time of peace, and therefore you can get benefit from them. What are we referring to? We're referring to Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Bavel, which was there during the time of Nimrod. It is considered like an idol that was left alone during a time of peace, and therefore it's permissible to get benefit from. But however, says the Gemara, Afagav the chi bajrinu rachmana kishas milchama dami. Even though you can make the argument and say, well, hold on a second, when God spread the people around and scattered them, that wasn't a time of peace. That's almost like a time of war. And therefore, we should say, no, it's usher to get benefit from Migdal Bavel. However, says the Gemara, Iboy lemahadir hadr. But after all this time, if they would have come back, they would have returned already. I mean, the low hadr, from the fact that they haven't returned yet, betulei batla, it is nullified. So if you ever want to visit the Migdal Bavel, wherever that may be, you can get benefit from it. The Gemara continues, focusing on the last line of the Mishnah, b'mosio shel melachim harei elu mutaros. We said that these platforms that are made for the kings, as they pass by, they put the idol on top, you are permitted to get benefit from it. The Gemara asks, well, hold on a second. It doesn't make sense. Just because it's temporary, that's why you can get benefit from it? It doesn't make sense. If it's Misham Shei Avodah Zarah, it's Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. You can't use it. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the Mishnah means. B'vnei Shamidr Nosa B'Shash Shehamalachim Ovrim U'malachim Manichin Derech Zuv Hochim Derech Acheres. It's not just that it's a temporary, that the Malachim pass by and they put the idol there for the king to bow down to it. Sometimes the kings don't even bother going on that route, so it's meaningless to the king. In some sense, it's a Misham Shei Avodah Zarah, but it's not that important for the king to always pass by and set up an idol for him to bow down to. And therefore, the platform itself is not going to have the halachic status of Misham Shei Avodah Zarah, and you can get benefit from it. Now the Gemara says as follows, Ki asu Ula Yosef Abisma Pigima. When Ula came, he sat on one of these platforms which was damaged. So the question is this platform considered Asr Behana now that it's damaged, or is it still Mutr Behana? So Amr Le Rav Yehuda Le'ula, V'harav Shmuel Darmi Tavayo Bimus Shenifka Asr. Rav and Shmuel both say that a damaged platform is still Asr. So how are you sitting on it? V'afilu L'man Damar Ein Ovdim L'Shvarim, even those who say that we don't worship broken idols, Hani Mili Avodus Kachavim, the Zilu Emil, so that's only an actual idol, which it's chutzpah, almost. It's embarrassing to worship a shard of an idol. But this is just a broken platform. So what difference does it make? It's a Misham Shevoda Zara. So it's chipped a little bit. So what? You can still sit on it. Aval honey, this right. Amrele, Alhai lochbasle. This shouldn't matter. So Amrele, Ula said back to them. Man yavlan me afra de Rav Shmuel umal inan einin. Said I should fill the eyes with the dirt of Rav and Shmuel. They're such tzaddikim. However, Harav Yochanan Bereish Lakish Amir Tavayu Bimus Shenifkam Mutter. As great as Rav and Shmuel are, there's another tag team, another dynamic duo of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who both say that a damaged platform is permissible to get benefit from. Va'afilu l'mandamar ovdim l'shvarim, even those who say that we worship broken shards of Avodah Zarah, hani mili avodas kachavim, that's only referring to broken shards of Avodah Zarah, tekiven depalcha, zila b'milsa l'batule, since you've served it once, it's embarrassing, it's shameful to mivatal it just because it's broken. Aval honey shakli lahai umaisi bimusachrina. But when it comes to the platform, it's a big deal. If it breaks, just take a new platform. Take another stone and make a platform. And therefore, a broken platform, a damaged platform, is mutter to get benefit from. So we had two concepts. We've spoken about an undamaged platform, which is still permissible to get benefit from if the kings don't always go in that route. They're not makpid on the platform, therefore it's not an issue. But even if there was a platform which was used all the time and they were makpid on, if it's damaged, says Ula, you can get benefit from that platform. Tanya kavaseid Rav Yochanan, we have a brisa which supports Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish's opinion. Bimus shenifkam mutter, mizbeach shenifkam aser, achinate it's rubo. So the first point connects to us, which is a platform which is damaged, permissible to get benefit from. And then the brisa also adds that a mizbeach that's damaged is aser, unless its majority of the mizbeach becomes damaged. So then you have this Mizbeach used for idolatry, you can't get any benefit from it unless the majority of it becomes damaged. So, hechidami bimus, hechidami mizbeach. What is the difference between a bimus and a mizbeach? Amar Rav Yaakov Bar-Idi, Amar Rav Yochanan, bimus, even achas. A bimus is one stone. It's a one stone platform. However, mizbeach, avadim harbe, mizbeach is made up of many stones. And therefore, in order to nullify it, the majority of the stones have to be broken. Amar Rav Chizkiah Maikra. What is this pasuk that supports this idea? Besumo kol avnei mizbeach ka'avnei gir minu petzetz lo yakumu asher mechamanim. That when you place all the stones of the mizbeach and they become like avnei gir minu petzetz, like ground up stones, then the asherim or the chamanim, the sun idols, will not be fulfilled. They won't be maintained. In other words, iika ka'avnei gir minu patzos lo yukumu nasherim bechamanim. If the stones of the altar are made like ground up stones, meaning the majority of them are all ground up, then lo yukumu asherim bechamanim, the asherim and the chamanim, all these idols are worthless because the mizbeach has been destroyed. But if it's not, the majority of it has not been destroyed, yukumu, then they will maintain themselves and it will continue to be. So that's the idea. When it comes to a bimus, the bimus of platform without being damaged is much to get benefit from because the king may not pass by. And even if the one you have a bimus, which is always problematic, if it's damaged, it would become permissible because it's just a one stone platform. However, a mizbeach, which is made up of many stones, in order to nullify the mizbeach, the majority of the mizbeach would need to be damaged.